You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Kellen Butenoff coming to you live from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. Good morning, live stream. On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, it's Friday, so Dan Schaefer is here, Civic Media's political editor and the creator of the Recombobulation Area. And it is my final show, my final day, wrapping it up here at Civic Media. And We haven't had this many people in this building, I don't think, ever. I mean, yeah, there's people everywhere.
It's true.
It's a packed house.
Yeah, it's packed house for Jane's last day.
Exactly. They're all here for you because they're certainly not here for me. And I brought a PowerPoint to talk about the things that I wanted. No one cares. No one responds to my Evite.
It's Greg's birthday, by the way. Happy birthday.
No one cares.
Oh, happy birthday.
To Greg.
Thank
Bach
you.
And Drew, one of our chief engineer. Happy birthday to Drew as well. And welcoming my good friend and former colleague, Melissa Barclay, is here. Good morning, lady. How are you?
Hello, Jane. Thanks for having me on the show. You know, it's funny. I put a little Facebook post up about you a couple weeks ago when your article came out in the Journal Sentinel, and it got a pretty good response online. And people were like, Jane's retiring, you know, and just a lot of people saying how, you know, sad they were to see you off the air. But I have to tell you, Jane, your career, are you kidding me? 44 years in the radio business? That is absolutely incredible. And that's nothing to sneeze at for sure. 44 years. Congratulations, Jane.
It feels like, Melissa, you're saying that Jane's career is something to be lauded, respected, loved, and that she has had an impact on the industry as well as the community. Wouldn't you say that, Melissa?
I would say that. You know, and it's funny because, like, being a woman in the industry, that alone, I mean, Jane, you've just, you know, topped everything 44 years. So,
well, thank you so much.
It's super proud to be your friend.
Hey, this didn't happen alone, and I didn't do this myself. I had people who supported me. I had people who encouraged me. I had people who mentored me. So there are a lot of people to thank. And the audience in particular,
yeah.
I talked about this earlier this week. I think it was with Pat Kreitlow. Milwaukee audiences in southeastern Wisconsin in particular have been so loyal and so kind. And back when I started were when all the morning show duos, it was Dave and Carol and Dick and Ellen and Bob and Brian. And those teamings lasted for decades.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't happen in other markets around the country. It was very specific to this area. And for that, I am so, so grateful.
Listening to you over the past hour, Jane, I really felt like you have found your home there. I really felt like you were at the top of your game. You've been on a lot of stations, but here, knowing you for the past, well, about 10 years, I think you have, you know, you're the last place that you're at. How great is it that that really feels like, to me as a listener, knowing you, that that's your home and you can speak your truth and everything that you believe in. So that's, what a blessing, you know, have that be your last station.
It's been a huge gift.
Yeah.
It really has. And to be welcomed and for Civic Media to place this trust in me, mm-hmm, and trust that I'm not going to say something horrible that's going to come back and bite them. because that's always a concern.
Yeah.
It
they don't want you to leave, Jane. They want you to stay. So, like, you know.
Well, I said earlier when we started, it's like, gosh, I'm getting so many nice messages and everything. I'm never leaving now. I just,
right.
I want to do this every day. And actually, yeah, it's kind of like being able to go to your funeral where people have to say nice things about you.
Of course you took it there. Oh, my God.
But you get to hear them. It's great. I encourage everyone to do this.
This is the mortician's daughter being thrilled
that
everyone's at her funeral.
I couldn't ask for anything
The funeral
more.
Of your radio career.
That's
there it is.
Right. That's right.
I don't know. Greg, do you think she could handle another week of compliments, though?
No, I think she would actually, I think she would explode into glitter.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah. There was a conversation conversation that had to be had where I told her, you are going to get loved on in a way that will make you very awkward feeling. And I said, you're just going to have to take it.
But it's a very Wisconsin thing.
I'll take them. I love compliments.
That's baloney. That is absolute baloney coming from you. I just think for the run-of-the-mill Wisconsinite, and I hear my mother's voice in my head all the time is going, that's great, Jane. Don't let it go to your head.
But I feel like there's a difference between like taking a compliment and then saying, that's great. Stop. Like that.
Don't get a big head about it.
And you never did. It's
like that Midwestern thing where you have to, if you get, you know, something at a discount, you have to let everyone know you got it on sale. It's the same kind of energy.
I'm like the queen of that, Jane. Yeah. When we worked in the newsroom, you'd be like, I like your shirt. I'm like, oh my gosh, I got this at TJ Maxx.
For $7. Yeah. Yes.
You were like, that's one of my bits.
See, but this is how we knew we could be friends. Because we shared that.
Jane, I made a list of some of the top news stories that we covered together the 5 years that we worked at WTMJ. So think about this. We covered some big stuff, right? So all of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Never heard of it.
That was
the Me Too movement. We did all of that. We did some local ones here. The mass shooting at Molson Coors. We covered Trinity Lutheran Church fire downtown.
Yes.
We covered some
big stories,
big stories. And it was kind of at a time where everything was just happening. And I worked with you from 2017 to 2022. So for 5 years, but it was like being in the foxhole like every day.
It was. Well, and Melissa, you are a journalist. You have a journalism degree. You've won really prestigious awards for your work as a journalist. You have. And you deserve kudos for that as well.
I mean, we won best runner up for second place at the WBAs this year for best segment. Excuse me, but I've won some awards. Just like Amanda jumping in and try to take some credit. All right, there you go. I mean, the stories you've told, Jane, about your time. And the thing is, I've heard so many stories this week that I did not know, like the Russia trip. I did not know you went to Russia. Like, I imagine there, and you've talked about this, writing a book, writing some sort of thing that documents your time in radio.
Well, I've kicked this idea around, and Melissa and I'm sure I've talked about this with you. I would very much love to compile stories from women in media. I think it would be a very unique perspective. Mm-hmm. I think women in media would have stories to share that other people may not have experienced. And I
think it could be, you know, Jane, it could be a very healing experience for everybody too, if you did write that book.
Well, only if I'm still waiting for some people to die so I can name names. I'm kidding.
Yeah. Are you really?
Am I really kidding? I'm not sure. No, but that is something that I've thought about, and it's more about what form to put it in. Mm-hmm. And I'm reading one of Jim Gaffigan's books right now, which is like little three-page chapters.
Yeah. Like essays?
Vignettes, something I'm thinking about. That I could do. Novel is not going to happen. I'm not going to I will not be writing the great American novel.
Radio detective. You're a detective. A British murder book where it's a radio person who moves to a country radio station and then are like little small radio station, and then there's murders everywhere, making it the most crime-ridden village in England.
Yes, Greg's my future is
planned. I watched so much BritBox. It is ridiculous. Yeah.
Melissa, you have moved on. You're now with Marquette University.
Yeah. I am for the past 3 years. Mm-hmm.
And do you miss broadcasting? Do you miss the biz?
You know, it's funny. There are aspects of it that I do miss. And I think anybody that gets out of it for a while can say that. You know, there's aspects I absolutely miss. I miss having a platform. Mm. Something will come up and I'll be like, oh, that'd be a great bit for a show or a great topic for a show. And those are the types of things that I really miss having a bigger voice.
Yeah.
But, you know, working at Marquette University, it's really been a huge blessing in my life. It's helped me to calm down a little bit. I got married, calm down a little bit. Yeah, I don't know about that, but... But yeah, no, it's really been a great opportunity to build on strengths that I had that I didn't know. So, and the people are great.
But you make a really good point about having a platform and, yeah, and somewhere where to go where this is important to you and mm-hmm. this is what you would like to share. So I've already told Greg and Tucker, who is the senior producer for our show, I will only email them once a week. No. with ideas for topics.
And
because
it's not going to be once a week. Here's a topic. It's going to be a once. I convinced her to once a week put everything into one email. So it could be three ideas. It could be a blockable amount of ideas. But just, you know.
He's like, don't send me 47 emails every week. I don't need that. But it's part of turning off my brain, mm-hmm. right? Because it's just been trained to... When you're in this business, everything is material, mm-hmm. or everything yeah. is
everything
potential.
Is,
yeah. Everything is potential
totally.
Material.
Everything
is
everything
a potential
is
story.
Everything is copy.
Yeah, everything is copy. Absolutely. So it's. I'm going to have to get away from that a little bit.
I think the thing you'll probably miss the most, Jane, is talking about like personal things too. I think, you know, things about your life, because radio is a format where you can share those things. You know, if you're in television, you can't really get to know the person, but on radio, you can share about your life. You can share about, you know, your pets and your loved ones.
Yes.
That's what makes radio so unique. Mm-hmm.
Without
fun.
A doubt. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I said this too, I think a couple of weeks ago, you know, people who have listened to me for a long time, you've gone through my breakups, you've gone through yeah. my pet losses, you've gone through my home flooding nightmare stories. And we've lived a lot together. We've lived a lot together.
Yeah.
For which I am really, really grateful. I am so grateful for this business, for meeting people like you, Melissa Barclay, and I have a lot of great friends. I am taking away as I head out the door.
Yeah,
for the last ish. Time.
Last,
so
ish. You're gonna be like, hey everybody, I'm back.
I'm really. It's been 2 weeks. I'm kind of bored. What are you doing now, Melissa Barclay? Thank you so very much, my friend. I will see you soon. We're going to lunch.
Yes.
I'm
okay.
Be
let's do it.
Lots of lunching. There's going to be lots of lunching.
Lots of lunching.
Lots of lunching in my future. if you are sending in messages, by the way, on the text line. Or if you're sending messages to Jane Says at civicmedia.us, I will get back to you. Mm-hmm. It's just going to take me a little time. And it's hard as the show is going on and as these messages are coming yeah. in to do it in real time.
Everyone loves Jane. It's just what it is. And you got to stick around for the rest of the show because we have another contest coming up in a little
we
bit.
We do. We have a fabulous prize.
Fabulous prize. Not to mention, we're going to have a couple of other surprises coming through. So you really want to stick around. And I would encourage people to watch on the live stream because there will be visual components as well.
I've been told to be like water.
Yes, exactly.
Be like water.
Exactly.
stick around. We have a break. We will return. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the vast statewide, countrywide. You can pick us up in Punta Cana on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach. Our resident young person, Calvin, on the board, coming to you from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Yes.
Contest time?
Contest time. All right. This is our final Beyond the Cheese stocking cap.
Mm-hmm. Made by Wisconsin Knitwear.
Wisconsin Knitwear so graciously made a whole bunch of these for us. We're going to take a caller right now at 855-752-4842. First caller through who can say what last hour's keyword
was. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
It's a test.
It's a test.
Is going to win this fabulous, highly sought after Beyond the Cheese stocking cap. That's right. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. But you have to know the keyword that we gave you last hour for our statewide multi-state text to win grown-up gift list contest. Tom Hartman is going to have the next keyword for you coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. But right now, up for grabs, our last and final. And thank you to Wisconsin Knitwear and Steve who made these up for us. Yes. It's so sweet.
It's absolutely wonderful.
Thank you so much. And good luck. Yes.
Good luck to all of you.
Good luck. Dan Schaefer is here, Civic Media's political editor, creator of the Recombobulation Area. And I don't know what's happening now because you guys won't tell me and you made me leave the studio.
Even though we're on the last day in the last hour, almost the last half an hour of your entire 45 year career in radio, we have other things set up and planned for you. We're taking calls right now because look at the phone lines
are lighting up.
We should have been giving away things all the time because it's like, look at that. Like, it's almost completely packed with people like, I want that hat.
And I understand why.
Absolutely.
It's fuzzy and warm.
It's a very, very warm.
Warm.
Yeah. But no, we're going to have some other things going on. And I mean, you said that like when you come to retirement, when it's all done, you're just going to relax, basically.
Pretty much.
The next chapters haven't even been written yet, but it's about just taking a moment.
Going to take a breath. Yeah.
You're going to recombobulate.
I am going to do recombobulating. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And one thing that I did mention, and thank you to Mary from Wauwatosa, who sent me a link about this. You know, a lot of people are struggling right now, and my husband and I are just trying to purge things. There's always folks who can use stuff you aren't using. So please keep that in mind. And before, you know, if you decide to go and do what we're doing and going through closets and just trying to weed through things, instead of bagging it all up and throwing it in a landfill, check first.
Yes.
To see if there's somewhere you can take the stuff first that they can use. There's always people who can use the bookshelf you don't want or the table you don't want or, you know, things that you think aren't worth anything anymore. Somebody else can use.
Absolutely, yeah.
So
yeah.
just keep that in mind.
We have a special message from somebody for you. They want to wish you happy retirement. Calvin, can you please play that first video for us?
Hey, Jane, over 40 years
oh boy,
on the air,
turn your head.
And you are getting a chance to retire. What's it going to be like not having Matt Nair on the air? No one else I know has alliteration with a radio program. Well, Jane, thanks for everything. You've been a terrific journalist covering Wisconsin and the country, and I wish you all the best. Take care.
There you go.
Representative Mark Pocan.
Lying down during the message.
Left a message while he was napping. That was lovely.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you so much, Representative Pocan. He's been on the show a number of times.
Oh, yeah.
And always love talking to Mark.
Yeah.
It was
you guys
great.
Always have great conversations. And
it was so much fun. Yeah.
Very unvarnished that man is.
Oh, yeah.
A couple times FCC unvarnished. But, you know, hey, you know, he's speaking his truth in the world. What's that? What's that now, Kevin? I'm hearing there's another message coming in from another person who wants to wish you a happy retirement. Calvin, can you play that clip for me, please?
Here, Jane. For over 40 years, you have touched so many lives, being a constant presence for folks tuning into the radio and building a lasting community along the way. High quality local news from people you trust is more important than ever. I am so grateful for your service to the community. I wish you the...
Nope. Oh.
She's frozen.
She's
overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed.
Wow. Senator Tammy Baldwin.
Yeah.
Thank you so very much.
Yeah.
Did we have to make donations to make that happen?
No, we just, this is moving on, everybody. Some civic media magic.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
I think things were promised.
Yeah, but we will,
exchange
we will get you all of those videos as well. And yeah, they were very happy to make those videos for you because we've also had Senator Baldwin on, had great conversations with her as well.
There were several, advertisements that were, put together by a super PAC. fighting against Tammy Baldwin, but it didn't seem, you know, to be very successful.
And I want to give a shout out to Matthew from Representative Pocan's office and Aisling from Senator Baldwin's office, who helped make all this happen.
Yes, but thank you so much for that.
Very, very thankful for that. But yeah, you know, you're gonna be missed, and you are appreciated and valued. Ha! Kleenex is over there.
I have a whole box. Oh, and by the way, I want to share this with you.
Yeah.
Thank you to Calvin's mom. Calvin's mother made me this amazing afghan that she hand knitted. I mean, like, with her hands.
Unbelievable.
I know. If this wasn't my last show, Calvin, we'd have her on the air and we'd have a craft corner with Calvin's mom. But thank you, Calvin's mom, so very much for this. And thank you, everybody, for all your kind messages. It's so, so lovely. Yeah. We have news coming up next. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go away. Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvitini on the board, coming to you from our home at Radio Park in Racine. Join us at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. Good morning, live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is Friday, so Civic Media's political editor and the creator of the Recombobulation Area, Dan Schaefer, is here. We have a studio full. We have a building full.
And they're all here for you.
We are marking my end.
Okay. Your retirement.
This is the end. Yes, it's my final show on the air here at Civic Media, wrapping it up after 44 years. I am so grateful to everybody, and I have had so much fun getting to know you, Greg, and Calvin, and Dan, and just to see all the growth you guys have had over the years as broadcasters. I'm so proud of you all.
Thank you very much.
Well, I've known I didn't have any radio background, so I've gone to the Jane Matt Nair School of Radio here over the past few years in these regular segments, and I've had such a wonderful time, and I've learned so much from you. And
I hope so.
Thank you, Jane.
I hope I taught you good lessons, not bad lessons.
All good things. All good things.
All the swear words off air. That's the number.
Yes.
That is a critically important role in radio. You never swear live.
Yeah.
Make sure the always got to make sure the mics are
off. But you must swear regularly when you are not live.
It's part of the job.
It's the healing process. Yeah. It keeps the blood flowing, you know.
How creatively can you put different words together? I think it's a good verbal exercise.
Exactly. I really, really, really enjoy that. I think that we have a few more surprises we're going to have. And as far as I know, too, there's going to be a parting message from Jane coming up soon.
I have my friend Tony Lorino.
Yep.
Also another former colleague of mine and still a radio consultant, actually. And he stopped by earlier the week, and he said, "Do you have things you want to say?" And I said, "Yes." And he
said,
yes, I do. And he said, "Do you have them written down?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Why not?" And I said, "Because I don't want to cry." And he said, "Then make bullet points." Mm-hmm. So I have my bye-bye bullet points coming up at the very end of the show.
I feel like if you didn't have the bullet points and you tried to improv the whole thing, it would just be a mess. It would be, hey, listen to Jane just like sniffle and wheeze and we think she's happy, but we cannot tell right now.
Is she still breathing or is she hyperventilating?
I think she can't tell. But she seems happy, so good on you. Good on you. Yes.
Thank you for that suggestion, Tony Lorino.
Still getting coaching up until the end.
It's always a good idea to listen to other people. And it's always a good idea. Be wary of anyone who says they know everything.
I don't know anyone who has the tenacity to say that. Oh, my God.
I can think of one.
My dad always said, don't trust someone who says, trust me.
That, too.
I think one of the points I wanted to bring up during Melissa's sit down with us is the fact that for as long as you've been doing it, and for all the things you have done, I've seen people with less of a resume have a bigger ego. And you think to yourself, if someone, and I'm not saying an ego or like an egotistically blown out attitude is a good thing to have. But if you came in saying, I'm Jane Matt Nair, I know what I'm, you know what I mean? There's kind of like a, don't bother me with that stuff. I know what I'm doing. I could understand why, because you've been doing it for so long, you've done so many things, but you come in with humility and you come in with an openness to learn and to try things and to work with people like me, myself. Like you could have looked at me and says, get me somebody with experience, okay? I'm not doing this with a newbie. You know what I mean? But you didn't. And to me, that amount of time in this industry has made you so, I mean, I don't know. To me, it's very impressive. And I thank you for that, because it could have been hard. It could have been bad. You have the experience of working with people on air that you have to be friends with. And the moment the mics are off, you're done. And that's not been our thing.
No, it hasn't.
And I'm very, very fortunate. I'm very, very thankful for that. And you've been very much a teacher and a friend and the mom I never asked for.
And never wanted. No,
but yeah, I just think that's important. I just think that's a great thing, Solomon.
Well, thank you, Greg. And lest anybody think I don't have an ego, trust me, I have an ego. I have a pretty healthy ego.
Yeah.
But I also think that it's really important to not think you know everything, no matter how long you've been doing something.
Yeah.
And that's why when I was given the opportunity to do some producing, I said yes.
Yeah.
Because it's a chance to learn a new thing. Why would you turn away the opportunity to learn a new skill?
Yeah.
That is very short-sighted to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just that saying yes to things.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Yeah. And just saying yes to different opportunities. And, you know, that's certainly something I've learned from you as well, too.
Absolutely.
So. You got to give it a chance.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you try it and you decide, okay, this didn't work. I don't like it. That's fine. And but at least you gave it a shot.
Absolutely.
And I think a lot of us will regret more so the opportunities that we didn't take.
Yes.
Than the ones that we did. It's like, I should have done X. I should have gone here. I should have made this phone call. I should have done.
Yeah.
So don't wait. Do.
Yeah. And I think with that attitude, it's an attitude and a personage of yourself that should be recognized, right, Dan?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a recognition there should be a recognition of who you are, Jane Matinere. And Dan, can you help me out with that problem?
Well, I think we've worked together a little bit on figuring out a way to share some recognition.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. I think so. Dan brought this up a while ago and it was a capital idea. And tell us more about what happened. Tell us what we did.
Well, what did we do, Greg?
We talked to a very well-known gentleman from Milwaukee, and he agreed with us that you deserve recognition. And I'm not going to talk about it. I want him to talk more about it. Calvin, can you please play that audio or that video for us of what we did to properly recognize Jane Matinere?
Hey, Jane, it's Mayor Cavalier Johnson. Look, I've had such a pleasure over the years to not just hear you on air, but to interview with you and to listen to you over the time. You've had such an incredible impact, not just on Milwaukee, but really all over southeastern Wisconsin. And as mayor, I want to proclaim something in your honor, fellas. So bear with me for just a moment. It reads, Office of the Mayor, City of Milwaukee Proclamation. Whereas the City of Milwaukee proudly joins family, friends, and community members in recognizing.
Calvin, take it down. We're going to start it over. We're going to play the audio.
Okay.
We're going to play the audio.
Instead of the video.
Yeah. I think you know where it's going.
I think I know where it's going,
but
too.
But you are that special to us and to southeastern Wisconsin and to Milwaukee. Calvin, can you play the audio of that? We're still trying to get the audio. Give us one moment and we will make it work.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
By the way,
yeah.
Coming up after the 11 o'clock news, Tom Hartman will be here, the Tom Hartman program, taking over after the 11 o'clock news, and he will have another keyword for you. That is our multi-state text to win grown-up gift list contest, and you cannot enter if you don't have the Civic Media app or the Civic Media keyword. So you still have time. You can still download the Civic Media app if you need it. Just go to your app store, look for Civic Media, download the Civic Media app, and then you're ready to play. You open up your phone, pick your favorite station, and text in that word coming up after 11 o'clock.
Yeah, and as we get that, I think let's just actually do it then.
We've got something for you, Jane.
Yeah.
I was able to pull some strings. Greg and I have been working on some stuff for the past week. We had that message ready for you. We'll be able to play it after. But I'm just going to read here what was on the proclamation, because we have a official Office of the Mayor proclamation for Jane Matinere Day.
That's right.
So, whereas Jane Matinere has spent more than 40 years in radio and broadcasting in Milwaukee and southeastern Wisconsin, for 24 years in WMYX, later at B93 and 620 WTMJ, and for the last 3 years at Civic Media, where she has hosted Matinere on Air. And whereas Jane Matinere has received recognitions from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and a regional Edward R. Murrow Award in 2018, and whereas Jane Matinere raised nearly $100,000 for the Child Abuse Prevention Fund, worked with Rides and Reins to raise $75,000 to fund therapeutic riding lessons for young people with special needs, and helped raise money for a variety of causes. And whereas Jane Matinere has reported on news, greeted every morning with her listeners, has one of the greatest laughs in the history of all-time laughs,
oh my God,
and ended every broadcast saying, "I hope you find some joy in the days ahead and that you have the chance to share it." Whereas the city of Milwaukee congratulates Jane Matinere for her dedication and service to the citizens of Milwaukee throughout her time on air. And now, therefore, Cavalier Johnson, mayor of city of Milwaukee, hereby proclaim Friday, December 12th, 2025, to be Jane Matinere Day.
That is unbelievable.
Woo! Yeah, baby. That's right.
There. Wow.
The throngs of people. The throngs of people.
I got like six whereases. I think that increases the value of the
that's by more
the
whereases
number
than
of whereas.
Well, here you go, Jane. Happy Jane Matinere Day.
Thank
happy
you
to
so
you and to
much.
All of southeastern Wisconsin,
oh
all of Wisconsin.
Guys.
There
thank
we go.
Thank you so much.
Take
thank
that
you.
To-
thank you, Mayor Johnson. My goodness, I now I have to vote for you.
Oh my God. Take that to any participating Culvers and get yourself a free scoop. I don't know if any of them are participating. Just take it and be like, it's my day.
That is so lovely. Thank you so very much for making this happen. You guys made this happen.
This is Greg's got moves.
Somebody's
okay.
got moves.
All right. All right.
We got some calls that I would like to get in real quickly.
Oh,
who's
on that top one right there?
My sister is on the phone. This is Suzanne Matinere joining us on the line. Good morning, sister.
I hope you know I had to get up pretty early to do this.
Boy, that sounds like a Matinere statement if I've ever heard one. Wow.
You don't talk to Suzanne before 8 o'clock in the morning, ever.
No. Anyway, so I guess the freebies are over now for our family, right?
No more freebies. No more gifts. Bad news. Got to buy your own T-shirts now.
And stuff. Anyway, I just wanted to congratulate you on your very illustrious career. You've shared a lot with me. We've laughed a lot, and there were a few tears as well. But thank you for being my sister.
Thank you for being my sister. I love you, Suzanne. Thank you so much. And Dietrich from Eau Claire has been also waiting very, very patiently. Dietrich, we're all going to be at your house for Thanksgiving, you know, next year.
Yeah, let Meg know.
Forward to it. Don't even delay. Come sooner than that. We would love that.
Thank you, Dietrich. Thank you so very, very much. We're still waiting for your recipes, too.
It's coming.
Yeah.
One thing to establish your legacy, is Birthday Boy going to be taking over this morning slot?
Well, I will say this. For the time being, I will be the interim host for 9 to 11. There, you know, we're going to be there'll be a lot of discussions going on what to do with that time slot. And as we know more, we will announce that information. But for the time being, starting Monday, I will be the interim host for 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And as far as I know, it's actually going to still be Matinere on Air for the rest of the year because we'll be playing clips from the show.
Cool.
We'll be talking about, but we'll be having great guests, having great conversations, extending the legacy of this show, the mission of what we've been trying to do here for the past few years. But that will be what will be coming up next week. So
all on the way.
I have all Jane to thank for it.
Thank you, Greg. And thank you, Dietrich. And thank you, Suzanne. Thanks, everybody. All right. One more break to go.
The bullet point. Bye-bye.
On Jane Matinere Day, official city of Milwaukee.
Boy, yeah. That's really gone to my head. Stay with us. You're listening to Matinere on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matinere on Air. Jane Matinere, Greg Bach, Sweet Calvi on the board, coming to you live from our very crowded studio at Radio Park in Racine.
It's a line for the bathroom. It's really?
Join us at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. Good morning, live stream. On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, I cannot thank all of you enough for being we have half the staff of Civic Media in here, and we're spread out all over the state. So for you folks who drove hours to be here for this, I cannot thank you enough. It means the world. You're going to make me be a sobbing mess. I don't want to do that.
Aw, too bad.
I don't want to do that. I'll cry later.
You'll cry now.
I'll cry. No,
You'll cry now.
No crying. There's no crying in broadcasting. There's not supposed to be anyway.
But here we are.
Here we are. You told me to be like water.
I told you to be like water, and you made a bullet point speech for your goodbye.
I did.
So go for it.
Are we ready?
Hey, are you ready?
I am ready. All right, here we go. Here's my bullet point bye-bye. Number one, not being informed is a choice. You are choosing to give someone else the power to make decisions that directly affect you. If you think about it, we walk around nowadays with encyclopedias in our hands. So saying you don't know about something is not an excuse. As my mother would have said, go look it up, get informed. Knowledge is power. Don't give that to somebody else. Share what you know. Number two, myvote.wi.gov. Use it. Call your representatives. Let them know you're probably better informed on things than they would like you to be. And if they aren't going to work on your behalf, perhaps they could have the decency to wear the logos of their corporate owners. I mean donors. No, I mean owners. Number three, there is nothing wrong with reaching out for help. Asking for help is a sign of wisdom and courage, not cowardice. Call 988. It's there for you. Number four, now more than ever, we need one another. So get involved. Help a neighbor. Help a stranger. Volunteer. Donate. Write postcards. Find your candidate. Knock on doors. Organize. Donate blood. Adopt an animal. Or buy a unicorn cape and march in support of democracy. Whatever works for you, but do something. Number five, eye contact can be fun. Interact with other humans. Okay, not in a creepy, unbroken, staring kind of way, but try something crazy, like saying good morning to the clerk at the gas station, or hold the door open for the lady at the post office. Giving out a small compliment to someone, again, in a non-creepy, stalky way, can actually make someone's day. I've done it, and so far, no one's punched me yet. Number six, this is state-specific, for people in my beloved home. Friends, we live in Wisconsin. When it snows, can we at least pretend we've driven in it before? Snow isn't new. Neither are the laws of physics. Your big, fancy, expensive vehicle is still going to slide. And as a reminder to all of us, a semi-truck will always beat you. Respect them. Oh, hell, just drive like me, and then everything will be fine. Number seven, remember that respect is earned, not demanded. And number eight, never forget the importance of a little bit of silly. Laughter is an undervalued commodity. A chuckle to yourself is worth just as much as a big belly laugh, and it's all free. I hope you find some joy going forward, and you have the chance to share it. I love you guys.
We love you too, Jane.
Standing ovation for Jane Matner.
Oh, my goodness.
It has been a gift.
Four more years. Four more years.
I promise to only email everyone once a week.
Yeah.
With all of my suggestions and things you should be covering and talking about. And you are all special and magnificent. And what you do makes a difference. Please, please don't ever doubt that, because it does. It makes a difference. And everyone who listens, you all make a difference too. Every little thing can add up. Just like we talk about making donations for things. If you can only do a dollar, if enough of us do a dollar, that makes a difference.
It makes a difference.
So we're pebbles. Be a pebble. Or a goldfish. Or I don't be a plant. I don't care. You can be whatever you want to be.
See, and that's exactly.
Here's some flowers for you.
Look at that.
You got flowers for Jane here.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
And Jane, you have made a difference.
Yes.
You have made a difference. You're asking other people to make a difference. You have made a difference for your 44 plus years.
And now I have the whereases to prove it.
Exactly. You are legally recognized in Milwaukee.
Thank you.
It is Jane Mantanare Day.
So very, very much take good care. Take care of each other. I love you. And stay tuned for news. News is coming up next. Keep it here and tell people about it.
What should people do with joy?
I hope you find some joy today.
There you go.
And you get the chance to share it. News is next. Tom Hartman has the next keyword for you. $200 up for grabs. Don't miss out.
You could win next hour.
I could enter. Where's my phone? You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Love you guys. Take care.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.